Straight ahead, straight ahead, straight ahead. Straight ahead.
Straight ahead. Straight ahead. Kick, kick, kick. There you go. Good boy, good boy. Good boy.
The Bear Grease is the longest and most challenging of sled dog events in the lower 48. Almost 400 miles and 4,000 spectators, starting in Duluth, Minnesota on the last weekend of January. I'm Samantha Brown. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week, we bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. Up now, Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon, produced by Kurt Olson with Hearing Voices.
Track starting time is 1 minute from now. 1 minute from now, to the start of Chad Showalter on the Bear Grease Trail, our first of our marathon competitors here today.
Welcome to the North Woods.
Dogs look good. He's even got the Rudolph dog up front with a flashing red blinker.
These dogs are just in great shape, and we've got a fantastically groomed trail. Conditions really couldn't be better. It's a pretty rigorous race, and test both the musher and the dogs. More the musher, I think.
Well, there's a lot of good teams here. I'd be real happy if I finished in the top half.
It is a big deal, and it's a long race. I mean, it's 390 miles to each race.
Drifter.
All right, he's doing running well?
Yep.
When we're checking the dogs, we do a pretty good orthopedic exam and check all their bones and joints. We listen to their heart and just a quick physical exam to make sure there's nothing else going on with them. We check out their toes for any splits or anything like that happens when they're running, little cracks in the pole pads. So we just have a good look around, basically.
It's a very tiny heart murmur, which happens when they get really fit. So
yeah.
We'll just mark it down and keep an eye on it as we go along.
Mm-hmm. All checked.
All right, Jeffrey.
You're back in the way.
Dogs!
Dogs! See their lights.
I thought I saw dogs.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw lights.
Oh, lots of dogs.
Two more teams.
That's it, on a cross.
Looking good.
Straight on.
Nice to see you, Pucci. Thanks, folks. Really appreciate it.
Three teams.
Yeah, another one's going with us.
On bye.
Thank you very much for your help.
Good job.
One of the mushers, Nancy Yoshida, said she came around the corner and all of a sudden was staring at the back end of a moose. And the moose turned around and came right at her, ran right down the middle of her gang line, through the dogs, took one step inside of her sled bag, and then up over the handlebars and ran away. She dove off the sled and then got back up, and she said it was a big bull moose and a close encounter. And two other mushers ran into that.
Whoa! Whoa! Number 11.
I guess I turn left. I gotta go across that trail, huh?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see that little snowboard trail. I turned left on the snowboard.
Okay. Safe trail. Have a good run.
Straight.
Right.
Straight ahead. Straight ahead. Straight ahead. Straight ahead.
Straight ahead. Straight ahead. Kick, kick, kick.
There you go. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy.
1-8. Of any checkpoint, there's about an hour that's just devoted to taking care of the dogs. So a 2-hour rest turns into really a 1-hour sleep. But if you stay for 6 hours, you get a 5-hour sleep. Then again, if you don't play it right and you do blow a checkpoint, your dogs are tired and you could lose a lot of time.
Themselves, and they just got more and more confident, and I wanted to take Ziggy, but Tita got a little bit sore, so I had to take Ivan, and Ivan's kind of a clown. He likes girls, and he likes to eat, dip in the snow, and roll around and play a lot. I thought he was just too young and goofy. He was just incredible. He was just 100% there the whole way, so it was great. Good boy.
Bear Grease, by the way, is a qualifying sled dog race for the Iditarod, which covers over 1,000 miles and is taking place right now in Alaska. To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. Our music is composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Thanks for listening.